The death sentence handed down yesterday to Saddam Hussein and two of his co-defendants had many Iraqi Shiites celebrating. Other Iraqis believe the outcome was orchestrated by the United States. Across the globe, reaction has been divided. Both the European Union and the Vatican question the wisdom of putting the former Iraqi dictator to death. For his part, President Bush called the outcome a milestone for the Iraqi people. Baghdad today remains under a strict curfew imposed before the verdict and sentence were announced. We go now to NPR's Jamie Terabay in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. And so the reaction to the verdict did, in fact, as many predicted, break down along sectarian lines.
It really did. More than anything else, this trial was supposed to help bring Iraqis together. But rather than that, it's actually just shown just how far apart they've become since Saddam was ousted from power. We've seen Shiite celebrations and the Kurdish celebrations, and in areas where Sunnis dominate, we've seen very loud, angry protests. We've also seen, quite disturbingly actually, a reaction from the government in cracking down on pro-Saddam demonstrations, but allowing the Shiites to defy curfews. I mean, as you know, Baghdad is under curfew, as are certain areas in the country that Sunni dominated. In Bakuba, just northwest of Baghdad, police fired on Saddam supporters. Two were killed and six were wounded. And Iraqi forces also shut down two television stations run by Sunni Muslims for breaking the curfew and for showing footage that was considered to be undermining the country's security. So even just on the ground in the way that the government is treating this reaction, it's being very fairly lax in allowing the celebrations to go on, but it's cracking down on anything that it sees as anti-government or pro-Saddam.
And Jamie, what's the sense of how long the impact of this judgment against Saddam will last? I mean, for instance, how long will this curfew stay in place?
It's not clear as yet. They could decide to lift it at the end of the day to let people go out and buy supplies and then clamp back down again tomorrow. It really depends on the glimpses of violence that we've been seeing already in Adamiya, which is a neighborhood in Baghdad that is predominantly Sunni. There were clashes between Sunni gunmen and Iraqi forces and U.S. troops. So at the moment, I guess the government feels like it's really keeping a lid on whatever spasms of violence might erupt after the curfew is lifted. One of the government officials actually said today, after there were several mortars fired into the green zone, you know, more curfew, less bombs. So that's really their attitude at the moment.
And despite this curfew, this clamping down, American troops continue to die.
That's right. There were five over the weekend and two today. There were two soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in Tikrit, which is Saddam's hometown. The military says that there was no gunfire seen in the area at the time, but they are investigating that. And there were four Marines killed in Anbar province, which is another Sunni-dominated area where they've been fighting an insurgency. And so that is another example of just how deeply divided and fractured this country is, and the fact that there is still violence going on regardless of how much control the authority tries to exert here.
Jamie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.